You know, I try to get the kids on the right road, you know, when it's New Year's, and I talk to the little ones, and I was asking one little girl, I said to her, I said, "You praying your prayers every morning, every night?" And she stopped, looked at me, thought about it. She said, "Well, not every day. Sometimes I don't need anything." Yeah, their kids are wonderful. But this gospel is wonderful. You know, it tells a story of faith about people who didn't know God. And that's just our story to a certain extent. Somewhere in our past, perhaps, we're looking for God. Where's God in my life? You know, the Magi, they were everybody. It's natural. St. Augustine said, our hearts do not rest, Lord, until they rest in you. It's innate. It's about who we are as human beings. And when we're authentically human, we are in search of God, you know. And you can't eliminate that. We're made for God. And God, we're made in his image and likeness. That doesn't mean we look like God. It means we have certain attributes that we share with God. We can be attentive and intelligent and reasonable and responsible, and we can be loving. My dog can't do all that. You know, we're gifted, and we have to realize that. We have a responsibility to honor God who's given us all of these gifts and to share them as we can, as God has shared all his love and his gifts with us too. The Magi were looking for God. They weren't looking all the time for God, but that's a natural thing. But there was a phenomenon that happened. The angels appeared to them. You know, there's a star. They said, "Watch the star. Go out to Bethlehem of Judah." And it's a part of the Judah Empire or dynasty. And you know, when they got there, they saw what they were looking for. And the great joy that they had hoped to find, they found in that little child. And they were going to tell the king, Herod. But you know, Herod's a bad guy. And there's a lot of bad guys, you know. Even in, we heard that Jesus' background, he talked about his, it was read to us, his genealogy, maybe last week. And in that genealogy, they weren't all good people. There were some saints, but there were some bad, really bad people. And that was in Jesus' genealogy. That's from David to Jesus, King David to Jesus. And they had sins. They were human beings. Jesus honored human beings by becoming one of us, even though his background had these people who were bad people. Yeah? So, what does that tell us? We're always capable of finding God, even in our darkest moments, in our sinfulness. He's never going to say no to us. He's always there. He loves us. He made us. We can't live without him. He holds everything in the palm of his hands. Nothing exists without him. It's amazing, but it's true. Now, here's the Magi, and they found them. What does it say? The bottom line of this gospel is great. It says, because they knew Herod was going to kill this child if he could, because you know why? He's power hungry. Power can be a wonderful thing. If you got power and you use it to empower the powerless, it's a wonderful thing. It's a grace. But just to fight for that power and do anything to maintain it and get more and more, that's really bad. That's awful. You know, and you see that playing out in various arenas in life. You know, don't buy into that. That's not going to do any good to anybody. But generous power sharing with people who are powerless, oh gosh, you're blessed with that. But anyway, they knew that he was going to kill the baby, so that it says there they returned. They didn't use the way they came. They went a different way. They left a different way. That's what we have to do. We've seen the light. We've been baptized. We've heard God's word. That gospel that the Deacon Leon just proclaimed to us, that's not his words. It's not my words. It's the words of God. They fall from the mouth of the Heavenly Father, and they're made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And he, that's his words. They're different. They're alive. They never die. And if you listen attentively to them, they have a power to call you to a deeper relationship with him and to forgive you if you got forgiveness, you need forgiveness, to change your way. Just like the Magi, after they saw Christ, they went a different way in life. That's what we do. We go a different way. We don't buy into all of the things that the world says you have to have peace, money, and power, and pleasure. There's nothing wrong with money if you're generous. But if you're just greedy, that's no good. And there's nothing wrong with pleasure. That's good. It's a gift from God if it's legitimate. If it's the kids gathered around the Christmas tree a couple of weeks ago, and nice dinner and friends and everybody having a couple of beers and having a good time. And oh, wow, it's wonderful. That's a gift from God. But watch out for that pornography and too much drinking and drugs and being mean and angry all the time. And then you got a trouble. Then you got some trouble there going on. But money, power, and pleasure, these can be gifts from God if you get them. But anyway, we got a responsibility to use the gifts that God gives us to be that light and to change the way we live. How do we do that? What do we do about us to get better? To really grab to the gifts that God has given us and to give us light that we never had before. Maybe we had some and we think we're there. You know, we go to church on Sunday and everything and we're nice people and we don't do anything bad. That's good. That's wonderful. How about doing a little more? How about really getting the gusto out of your Christian faith? And I'm not saying you got to stand on a street corner and preach. No, you know. Have you ever noticed out there that people don't smile much? Yeah, in Tennessee they do, I noticed. My last stop is down in Florida, and everybody's going, ooh, who are you? People are nice here. I used to live up in Johnson City, and people are so nice. But sometimes we fall into this thing about, I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be nice. I don't want to smile. You got a beautiful smile, use it. Be nice to people. You're going through the grocery store, you're checking out, you see her name is Mary. Hey, Mary, hey, how you doing today? You might be the first one that's been kind to her all day long, said her name. Things like this are good. And it's not just good for the people you're kind to, it's good for yourself because you're being that authentic human being I mentioned. You can't be more authentic than you are when you're Christ-like. You can't be enjoying the gusto of life more than when you are being Christ-like. You're being Christ-like when you love, when you bite your tongue and don't say what you feel like you want to say that could hurt somebody or maybe go the wrong way with them, when you reach out and help somebody. I'm not saying you got to do it personally. There's so many outfits out there that are good. Maybe you can help some people who are good, but they're lost, or good, but they're poor, good, but they're in need, through one of these outfits. I got a good one I can tell you about. You know, I was a missionary. I had a big parish down in Cali, Colombia, South America, for a number of years, and their people were wonderful, but they were they were the poorest people I ever saw, and I thought I knew a lot about poverty. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, and you know, they're pretty poor, but down there, I learned a lesson. I thought, you know, these people are really good. They give, they share, they love, they go to church and everything else, but they don't have anything. But maybe it planted a seed for me to give more in my life to the God's poorest. So I hooked up with Cross Catholic Outreach probably about 14 years ago. My bishop let me do it. And I've been here in this diocese, too, a lot. I used to work up St. Mary's with Father Peter, was pastor up there. And, you know, it's not hard to do, and it brings joy. And it's not just about feeling good about doing good. Feelings have very little to do with our relationship with God. It's knowing that just like Christ walked the walk that we walk, that we're following him. And the rewards are out of this world for doing that. And they happen instantaneously when you know that you're doing God's will in your life. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So anyway, I got these brochures on the way out. I was in Guatemala. Water coming down the side of the hill. It's hardly even a stream going into a cement bucket in the ground. And that was their water source for the whole city. I wouldn't drink it because I was afraid. You know, hundreds of kids die of contaminated water. So what we do at Cross, we don't do these projects physically, but we fund them. We get a lot of water projects, a lot of places. We got 26 countries we're working in, and a lot of them need water. Not that they don't have water, it's that it's contaminated or it's not enough. So we fund the digging of the wells so that the kids don't die, so that the people can have clean, abundant water. That's one thing. We fund the building of houses. People are living in shacks, then they leak in their mud floors and like that. Now in Honduras, we've got women who are cooking on wood stoves. Nothing wrong with that, except they don't have vents. The kids can't come in without breathing all the smoke. We send highly efficient wood stoves that use a fraction of the wood that they're used to, and they're vented. Makes all the difference. Kids can come in. You want to see a mother dance, it's when the kids come in and they can be in there with her while she's cooking the dinner, and they can enjoy the smells and like that. You know, Mozambique, if a woman, especially if she's divorced or if she's separated, she can't get a loan. How is she going to put food on the table? You can't get no money. So we know that. So we talk to them and see what they're capable of. And if we feel they got good ideas and they're capable, we give them what we call micro loans. You know, the thing is, these ladies, most of them are successful, and they pay the loan back more quickly than it's due, so we can give that money to another woman so that they can. Now, when we go out to Ethiopia, there's a town in Ethiopia, and you can smell the town, the odor, before you get there. It's called Abba Adidas, or it's Adidas Ababa, one or the other. And this odor is because there's one broken toilet, and it's over a hole in the ground. There's no fence, there's no door, and it's shared by 18 families. That's poverty. We don't think of these things sometimes, but you know, we put our septic system in, and we got a new toilet installed and put a fence around it with a locked door. One old lady said, she says, oh, I've been praying for this such a long time, you know. Oh boy, you know. When I was out in Bolivia, now Bolivia, you know, they lost every war they ever got into, and then they've lost their seaport, and they have to depend upon neighboring countries for import and export, and sometimes they don't like them, and they can't get. So they get poverty as a result. When I was there, I noticed also that they didn't have adequate medical assistance. We started a clinic there, it's called St. Luke's. Now Cochabamba, Bolivia has a medical clinic. Do you know that 50% of the world does not have adequate medical for the people? So anyway, I gotta stop talking, because I'd go on a long time. I've seen a lot of this stuff, and but my heart's so filled with joy for what I do. And take one of these brochures around the table there, home with you, pray about it, think about it. We ask you for a couple things. Make a donation, of course, if you can, whatever you can do. You know, if you want to help build a house, it's $2,500. If you want to just help some children for $35, you can feed 233 kids. It's called VitaPack, and it's sealed plastic bags, and inside it's got rice and soy and dried vegetables and vitamins. Has to be cooked, so we could. Of all the 28 countries, we can only send it to 17 because the others can't cook it. They don't have the facilities if we send it to them. But for those that can, you know, a lot of the kids, when you visit some of the orphanages and the schools, they've got these expanded bellies. It looks like they've eaten too much. It's not that at all. They don't get enough to eat. They're lack of nutrition, and their bodies swell up. So that this food, this Vita food, after it's cooked, it releases protein. And the protein can give them life. saved their life. And that's a good thing. So anyway, that whatever you can do, take this part away from this brochure. And this part, you know, you can go online and if you like your computer, and make a donation that way. You can call them as an 800 number, make it that way. You can write a check to Cross Catholic Outreach and put it in this part of the brochure here. And look, it's real deep. And then just close it, drop it in the mail. You don't need a stamp. It's already got a stamp on it. And God bless you. Thank you for listening, and Happy New Year.